it's also important to recognize and acknowledge that we have a survival mechanism in our brain. And that survival mechanism is repeating the story. Even if I have never spoken this story out loud to somebody before, I have played this story over and over in my head 1,000 times because that's what my brain does. It's what all brains do. It's part of survival. Our brains do this in an attempt to find a space where I could have changed the outcome. A lot of times there is nothing we could have done to change the outcome, but we do go through that process regardless. Just as an example, from 9/11, there was a young child that was receiving counseling because he had seen the buildings on fire. And he was going over the story in therapy. And ultimately, he decided to draw a picture of the Twin Towers. And at the bottom of the towers, he put trampolines so that all the people that he saw fall could have just jumped on a trampoline and been okay. And so for him, that was his decision. That's the way his brain decided that it could have been okay if there had been trampolines. The point of the story is that ultimately that's what he needed. He needed to find something that would have changed the outcome. And he did. And shortly after that, he was done with therapy because he had found the change that needed to happen. Similar for us, when we have a traumatic experience, we play it over and over again until our brain says, oh, that's what we could have done different. So that's part of where that, well, what were you wearing comes up, because if I can decide that instead of wearing dresses, I'm now only ever going to wear pants, then maybe that's the way my brain decides that I'm now safe in the world and I don't have to play that story over and over again in my head. So I think it's also important to acknowledge that whatever it is that we are deciding, that that's okay. So as a woman, if I want to wear pants for the rest of my life, I can do that. And if that's ultimately what makes me feel safe in the world, okay. A lot of it is very internal and it's about the individual person and what it is they need to feel safe. Whatever that is, we need to honor for that person.